Hey everybody, welcome back to Shield Your Ears, FilmDispenser.com's Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. I'm Logan.
I'm Tim.
And there's no Pat again this week. Pat is just giving up, so... Pat has better things to do than talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, whatever. Alright, so we're here to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4, episode 20... No. Yeah, episode 19. 20. 19, yeah, 20's next week. All the Madam's Men. So, spoilers, I guess?
Though, yeah, well, what do you guess?
I mean, I don't know. Is there really that much to spoil in this episode? So, well, that makes me sound like I didn't like the episode. I really, really liked the episode. I liked all these, like, what-if universe episodes. But, I don't know. There wasn't a lot going on in this one for me.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't know. I was, it really grabbed me this episode. I guess the last couple episodes have been pretty, I guess, grabbing. That's not a good word. Enthralling. Intriguing. There's something about it. I know it's funny because whenever we complain about something, it feels like the next episode they try to address it. Yeah. Now, last week we were talking about how, you know, May hasn't really been doing anything. And then, I mean, besides, she had a bit in the end of the last episode, but this episode there was a good bit more focus on her.
Yeah.
And I said also it was really funny. It started out sort of near the beginning. It might have been more in the middle where Ada's talking and she's like, there's two people we can kill right now, Simmons and Daisy. And we were talking about how Simmons might be one of the people they try to, if they kill off someone else, they pull the trigger on.
Yeah, yeah. And they kind of redirected Daisy, I guess, into the right persona. Because, like, for me, it really, really felt like they were just slinking back into the sky stuff, and I was like, oh god, I hated all of this so much. And I mean, out of the gate in this episode, I mean, she freaking blasts Madam Hydra like out of a like 40 story window or something. That was amazing.
It was pretty good.
But I mean, other than that though, I didn't really feel like anything happened. I don't like the like uber romantic version of
Bits?
Yeah, no, I was gonna say Brick and now I can't remember the character's name.
Ward.
I know it's Grant Ward, but for whatever, I had Brick stuck in my head because that's what we used to call him. But not like the super like we've got to go save Sky. Like, I don't know, I just didn't like...
That's how he's always been, though.
Yeah, but it was more about, I've got to save my girlfriend, and not really about, we got to do what's best for the team.
Wait, hold on, you're saying you wanted him to be more romantic?
No, less romantic. it's hard to explain.
I said that's the way he's always been. You said, yeah, I know, but I wanted him to be more for the team. Which way do you want him to be?
I want him to be... It's in the past, it's been more about, like, we've got to save the team. Not really about, like, I've got to save my girlfriend.
I disagree. He's always been, I have to have Daisy. It's, you know, it's Daisy or nothing else. Or Sky.
And
now that he's not evil, it's, you know...
Maybe that's what it is, now that he's not evil. It's just kind of annoying.
I was fine with it. I thought it was really depressing. I mean, he realizes that she's, you know, that not just her, but
that
everyone else.
Stuff was really good.
And then
their moment was, I thought, was really, really good.
But I thought
everything else annoyed me.
I knew he wanted to kiss her, and she just didn't want to.
Well, yeah, because she has, like, the old Ward in her brain.
Completely. I felt so bad. I was like, you know... He's literally sacrificing himself right here. You know, if there everyone else comes in, and all he wants is one final kiss, and she just like peace out.
I mean, can you blame her though?
Ah, you know,
this
not
is a, this is a dude.
I have that, a little bit of blame, but not near, you know, not that much.
This is a dude that did unspeakable, like, just horrible things to her and to everyone else that she cares about. So, yeah, I don't really blame her, you know. And he seemed to kind of, like, you know, like, okay, I understand.
She could have done a kiss on the cheek, you know, anything. That's really my thing. I mean, I completely understand. However, again, you know, this is the framework. There, she's very clear that this is not the real world, and it's I see both sides.
Yeah, I'm more see her side than his. I do understand his, like, the, like, crushing, like, depressing nature of, like, I don't really exist. The people I love don't really exist. They're all just figments of somebody else's imagination. Like, that's very upsetting. So much so that, like, the way they set it up makes me feel like we're definitely getting Ward back after this.
But you know who's even better at it? Trip.
Trip is great, man.
I like that Simmons is like, what did she say? She was like, you believe me? And he's like, that's too crazy to make up.
Yeah. I mean, Trip is...
He's a trip.
Yeah. We've got to come out of this with Ward and Trip, man. I feel like they're... Like, the spark that this show has been missing for a little while now. I mean, they killed Trip off. They killed Ward off, too. But, like, the Destruction of Ward's character was... Well, they drug on way too long, but it was a very important, like, arc of the show. So I think it would be interesting to see them try to reverse that and build it back up. Rather than just, like, the 3 or 4 episodes that we've had. You know, like, oh, wait, by the way, he's not the same. You know, in here he's a bad guy. He's a good guy pretending to be a bad guy rather than a bad guy pretending to be a good guy, you know. So
like Robert Downey Jr. thing, he's a good dude playing a bad dude disguised as another dude.
We got the return of Anton Ivanov in this episode with his new, like, mechanical, semi-realistic body of, like, he's.
And it was. I mean, I did. Was there anything that, like, didn't look real?
No. But I mean, he's supposed to be a robot, so
sure.
I guess it should be semi-mechanical body, because, I mean, it's just him. I was confused by the whole, like, he can't kill because she can't kill.
Well, she just programmed him the way that she was programmed.
But why would you do that?
I mean, I think it was because she wanted to prevent him from killing any of them before she could get her machine made.
So that she could kill them?
No, I mean, she's been working with Fitz on the inside trying to create the machine, right?
Yes.
So, I guess originally she had made everyone in there try to, like, I guess be a, you know, not remember who they are and all that kind of stuff to try to not sabotage things. And so, I guess now things are falling apart, not going according to plan. But, or okay, actually, hold on. Actually, it's also because of her original programming. That's what the main thing is, that because she's not able to kill anybody, she can't program someone else to kill him.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, it
really did kind of confuse me. I was like, because the way it was worded to me felt like she intentionally made it so that he couldn't kill anybody. I was like, but why would you do that? Why don't we just, if you could make somebody who could just go kill all the people that you want to die, just be like, okay, well, I programmed this guy to kill him.
I mean, I can't speak. That'd be the same as just pulling a trigger, you know, on a gun. You can't do that unless they're a threat to the framework itself. she still has to protect them somehow. So,
okay. I mean, the explanation makes sense. Mm-hmm. It didn't play that way at all for me. But, I mean, in hindsight, yeah, I can absolutely see it. So, and Fitz, like, full-on, just mad scientist. Like now, I guess he's the leader.
Radcliffe?
Yeah, he's Radcliffe slash the leader of Hydra now. So yeah, that's interesting, and I can't wait to see how he comes out of all of this.
Yeah, I really hope it's like what I had theorized about earlier, I guess a couple weeks ago, that this will be something that will bother him forever,
Yeah.
potentially.
However, I really don't like the stuff with his dad.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about this episode, and I'm not hoping. I'm assuming next episode he'll probably kill his dad. Do you think?
Possibly.
Anything else?
No, I mean, I just, I don't know. I hate the stuff with his dad, 'cause it's so clearly like somebody's pushing your buttons, and Fitz is such a smart character that somebody that obviously pushing his buttons to try to manipulate him, I feel like he should know.
No, I disagree with that because it's the whole thing that Ada changed in the code was that his dad had never, had like he's always been with him kind of thing. And so when you have a parent that's been, kind of been controlling you all along, it just kind of takes over. It's not maybe not Nightingale syndrome, but it's hard to come out of that after years and years and years of conditioning.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean,
Stop rationalizing all the things I don't like about the episode to me.
that's how it is with, when people get abused, there's a lot of people that, they don't turn in their, abusers or any of these things because it's been years and years of conditioning, and they think that they're actually in the wrong, which they're not, in the wrong, but it's those kind of things.
Yeah, I again, something else that yes, I can understand that and see that. But while I was watching the episode, I was just like, eh, I don't really get it, but whatever. What about you? I keep talking about all the stuff I didn't like about the episode.
I liked it. I liked it pretty much overall. I had a good bit of fun enjoying watching the episode. I'm trying to think.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Yeah, I realized that when Simmons and Tripp were gonna bust into the room that they weren't gonna be in there, but I didn't even consider the fact that they were in the exact same place, just like in the real world. Did you
Yeah.
consider that?
I mean, I guess I really hadn't put any thought into it. So.
I mean, it's just when things are happening, right? But they're just flashing back and forth. I'm like, okay, they're obviously not going to be in there. Where could they actually be? And I just didn't even consider the whole other world. But then, what's the project called? It's something mirror, or is it something glass?
Looking glass.
Looking glass. So it made sense when they were talking about that. So I'm confused how that's going to give Ada a real body.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand the logic
Okay.
behind any of that. I don't. I mean, I really don't.
Because all I can think of is because in the framework she's a real person.
Right.
That's why, she's in the thing and whatnot. However, that's still a computer program version. So, but and there's or I guess somehow she's making. Well, I guess if they learn how to make a real body and in human skin and all this stuff, then I guess they would just be transferring people out of the framework through some kind of program in the real world. However, since she's currently wounded to hell, laying in a bed right now, if they transferred her over, wouldn't they still be transferring over her wounded body? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to say because for the actual people, if you die in the Matrix or whatever, then you die in real life.
Yeah.
But she's a computer program, so I don't
Which
know.
I knew that Ada wasn't gonna die in the framework when she fell out of the building. However, I thought she was a robot still in the framework. Did you know she was a real person in the framework?
No, I thought she was a robot as well. So
because when we found out she was a real person, then it was kind of like, no, she should be dead. Yeah. Or at least I think that fall. Maybe they, you know, they did some research and maybe people have survived that fall, but it seemed like a pretty big fall.
I mean, nobody could survive that fall. So. Yeah.
I mean, Captain America could have.
I mean, it's enough
throw a shield down, bounce off of it real quick.
Yeah. I mean, it's enough that Fitz should be like, well, maybe she's an Inhuman. Yeah. You know? So, yeah, that was a little.
Run the blood work.
Run the blood work. It's all damn, I had a. It just went right out of my head.
Family show.
So, gonna say it's all wires and Cat 5 cable.
do you think the statement that Coulson made in the episode was directly targeted at Trump, the whole alternative facts thing, or was that just a coincidence?
Alright, so I really really thought that was an excellent moment for the show, and I do think it's very clearly political leaning, but at the same time, I do also think it's aimed at more than just like the one administration we have now. So, and this is not me defending Donald Trump. So,
oh, yeah, this is nothing about. I mean, I guess it is about real politics. We're not getting into the decisions of the real politics. It's more of a statement made on the show that's been attached to the current state of politics.
But I mean, it's the bending of. I mean, it happened in the Obama administration. It happened in the Bush administration. It happened in the Clinton administration. It happened in the other Bush administration. It happened in the Reagan administration. Those are the ones I've been alive for. Like, there's not been an administration that didn't try to bend or break certain facts, quote unquote, to like their will or to change things to meet their way of thinking. Like, no, well, the facts are this. And like, well, I mean, the facts are that, you know, there were weapons of mass destruction over in Saudi Arabia or whatever. But, I mean, we never found them. So, but that it was fact. Like, we had them. You know, we saw them. We know that they're there.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, and again, that's not me. I'm not attacking Bush.
Fact, Logan's going to give me $200.
Yeah.
That's a fact. That's happening.
That's a very alternative fact.
And if you don't give it to me, I'm claiming alternative facts on you.
So it's not anything new. And I mean, bravo to them for saying something, using this platform to kind of bring that to the, not that it needed to be brought to the forefront, but for shining a different light on it, I guess. But at the, like, similarly so, though, like, the massive amounts of news media outlets that, like, you see, like, clearly echoed in the show about some guy with a news program who's just, you know, creating his own quote-unquote facts by spouting off, you know, ridiculousness. And you see that from, like, both sides of the aisle, left and right. So, it's just, yeah, I think it's great, and I applaud them, but, I mean, I don't think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the show that's going to get people to go like, yeah, you know what, we've had enough of this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it would take, like, The Walking Dead getting good again, and then something like that happening there. But
it takes Seinfeld to come back. A Friends reunion.
Yeah, Friends. Like the Will and Grace reunion is not gonna. Yeah, I don't know.
If anybody could have done it, it would have been Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, right. And I'm not knocking them for doing it. I applaud them for doing it. I think it's great. I think it's a wonderful moment on the show. Phil Coulson flashing his badge going, "I'm an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D." Mm-hmm. Like, I had goosebumps. It was great, man. But
it's more of, we've been hearing it so much, you know, these days, that when they mentioned it on S.H.I.E.L.D., it was kind of like, oh, are they, I guess, making this specifically at Trump? Or is this just, you know, no, they're like, it worked out perfectly, you know?
I think it was probably targeted at the Trump administration. But like I said, I don't think it's anything new. I think every administration, here, the bottom line is, politicians lie to you, period. Every one of them. None of them have your best interest at heart. So that's just the way it is, man.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. So the ones that do are the ones that you're never, ever going to hear from. Ever. Because they're not being promoted by, you know, their pockets aren't filled full of somebody else's money. So they don't have a platform to talk about things. So, you know, anyway, that's enough about politics. I don't want to get into, like, making one side or the other mad, because I tend to be more middle ground than anything. So, not really a left or a right. So,
I was trying to think of some clever thing.
Yeah, I am left-handed, though.
How dare you?
All right, so anything else about the episode?
Nothing. I will say this. It took all I could do not to watch the preview for next week, because I really wanted to see what was going to happen next, which that's a really good sign, because, you know, it's been a bit since S.H.I.E.L.D.'s really got me really wanting to know what's going to happen next episode.
Yeah, we did get the titles for the final two episodes of the season. I'm just going to go ahead and say I was wrong. So,
are they not leaving the framework?
No, they are.
Tell me the two titles.
The Spoiler Return.
The Return?
And World's End. So it's going to be them returning from the framework and them destroying the framework.
I'm hoping The Return is meaning Hunter's returning.
Oh my god.
Because sadly,
Hunter and Bobby and Trip and Ward, everybody returns.
Because that was the lowest point of this episode, was that there was no return of Hunter or Bobby.
Yeah, it's been kind of disappointing.
Real quick, though, that's a thing, though. Do we want another Hunter and Bobby in the real world? You know what I mean? Like, obviously, yes, we want them on the team. However,
I want the actual Hunter and Bobby. Not sure, a different version.
I just mean, if they were to appear in the framework, I'd be like, oh, you know, that's a cool way of having them, you know, bringing them back. But if they start bringing people out of the framework into the real world, like Trippin and Ward, I don't know that I want them to bring Hunter and Bobby out of the framework.
No. I would want the real Hunter and Bobby. Yeah, not the framework version of Hunter and Bobby. So, yeah. No, I'm with you there. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to have anything to do with the Inhumans. And mainly because after we talked last time, I think one of the producers was like, well, no, the Inhumans is going to kind of be in its own little world and not really cross over.
Which seems,
well,
I mean, like,
disappointing.
That's really disappointing, especially this, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is basically all about Inhumans.
Yeah, it seems like a real missed opportunity.
Why isn't it called Agents of Inhumans? Inhumans of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Really, that's what it is, but...
Anything else about the episode? We can go ahead and rate it and talk about a couple of pieces of news.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Even despite my bashing of the episode, I think it's a really strong episode. I think it's maybe not the best of this bunch, but it is better than anything we saw in the LMD arc before we got into the What If world. So, for sure. I'll say 3.5 out of 5.
3.5 out of 5?
Yeah.
I'm going to give a solid 4 Dorito bags out of 5, which will help transition us to the next topic.
To what Tim is certain is, like, huge news.
Not huge news. You just said there's nothing of note this week. And I was like, I mean, I think that this is a pretty nifty, cool little thing.
It's a gimmick. It's not news.
It's basically tomorrow, or when is this episode going up? Tonight or tomorrow?
No, it'll probably be a couple of days before I get it edited and put up. I've got some packing to do tonight.
Well, a couple of days ago.
They're sold out now. Sorry, guys.
On April 28th, on Amazon, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, or Volume 2, is going to have a crossover with Doritos. So they're going to sell, I believe it's one, I think it might just be regular nacho cheese Dorito bag that has a cassette player inside of it, like built into it somehow, and it's going to play the whole entire soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And also some Australians are going to get a new flavor. It's it's called Supernova. But I don't think anywhere else outside of Australia is going to get those.
Why is Australia so important?
I don't know. Call up Australia.
Hey, Australia, I want Supernova Doritos, man.
They're kind of good, cool. They're like these like green looking things.
Doritos don't have enough flavors, man. The flavors they do have are not that great.
they got that cool ranch and stuff. Yeah, it says limited edition. Okay, this is a side note. This is another limited edition talk. Logan, you need to go to Walmart or any kind of, superstore or whatever. Go to the Cookie Owl and get you these Cinnabon Pillsbury crossover limited edition cinnamon roll cookies. Dude, they're pretty good.
Starting into food talk with Tim and Logan. We should have our own food podcast.
Me and some friends went last night because one of them had to pick up some bubble wrap because he's also moving. And we passed by the Cookie Owl, and I was like, well, we're buying those and making them. They were real good. But April 28th, Friday, whatnot, Guardians is having this Doritos crossover. I'm going to try to get a bag. I don't know
if
I'll be able
to. You can only get them from Amazon.
Yeah. And also, last thing Amazon did, I believe, what was it? The Pepsi, the Back to the Future Pepsi thing.
Yeah.
Which was a fiasco because they didn't have any in stock. Like, they had, small amount. So I'm going to try to get a bag. But I can't find a time when they go on sale. I just know it's happening tomorrow. And, like, it's not even a thing of, like, they have it, you see their page and you can click, notify me when they're in stock. It's not even that. So I just have to keep checking, I guess, throughout the day.
Yeah.
There's also, so I don't know what this is, or, I mean, I know who the people are. You might not know who. Do you know who DJ Khaled is?
Nope.
Yeah, well, he's a person. DJ Khaled, Stan Lee, and Tom Holland in his Spider-Man suit filmed some kind of MCU-related scene today. That was tweeted out. I don't know. It's really strange. I don't know why DJ Khaled's in some kind of scene, but okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like there was one other thing.
There was a Kingsman, The Golden Circle trailer that I still have not watched. So
are you purposely not watching it, or?
No, I mean I like the first movie. So
it was good.
Avengers 4. Doesn't have a title yet, or has a title, but the title is a spoiler for what happens in Infinity War, so they're not revealing the title yet.
It's also not called Gauntlet. Zoe Saldana said it was Gauntlet. Everyone, James Gunn and other people came out and said, no, that's not it. He also said he's going to have a talking to Zoe to keep her mouth shut.
what do you think it is? What could be the spoiler?
Avengers 4, but the 4 is in the shape of the Fantastic Four logo.
I mean, that's not going to happen.
I'm just saying. We're talking, they're saying it's a big spoiler because of something that happens in, the first movie. I feel like that'd be a pretty big spoiler, right?
I mean, if freaking Reed Richards and Sue Storm and Ben Grimm and Johnny Storm show up to help save the day in Avengers Infinity War, I mean, I'm probably going to pee myself in the theater. So.
See Johnny fly by Spider-Man. He's like, whoa, cool it there, hothead.
I mean, I will have a fit, so.
What do you think it's going to be? I assumed it would be something Gauntlet, but
how is that a spoiler?
I don't know.
They were like, oh, Infinity Gauntlet, calling it the Infinity Gauntlet is not a spoiler, because we all know that's what he's after.
Yeah, we're already having the Infinity War. Isn't first called Avengers Infinity War?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm just saying that's what I originally assumed it was going to be. It was going to be Infinity War and then Gauntlet. Or the other way around. But
Yeah, I can't think of something that would be a spoiler for the future of the MCU. I mean, that would make sense,
Real quick, we're this is all spoilers and stuff and whatnot. So, Guardians are going to be crossing over with them in the first one, like they're
Yeah.
coming,
So the
seeing them.
Guardians are eventually going to make their way to Earth or near Earth.
Or the Avengers go into space.
I think we're all going to wind up in the Earth area at
I'm
some
just saying,
point.
I agree on that. I don't know if it'll be that we're going to meet them on Earth first, or if we're going to meet them in space first. Because if the
And
scenes we were seeing them filming in the behind the scenes were in space.
Infinity War takes place 4 years after Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So, do you think that means that Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, that we know is, I mean, unless this movie bombs, we're getting a Volume 3, Gunn is already on board. Do you
I know.
think it'll be an in-between movie? Or are we going to see our first, yeah, this takes place before this other movie thing? Or will it be, will they continue the story forward?
But hold on, are you saying Guardians 2 is a bit of a between thing, or are you saying Infinity War is a between thing?
Now, in Infinity War, I'm saying, would Guardians 3 be in between Guardians 2 and Infinity War? Because Gunn has said that Infinity War is 4 years after Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Yeah, no, Guardians 3 will be after Infinity War.
So you don't think they'll do an in-between story?
I don't think so.
Now, I don't mean that the movie will come out. I mean that the story will
Sure.
take place in between those two movies.
They could potentially do it. I just think it's too much time's passed, and at that point, too many other factors will have been introduced.
I mean, as opposed to like the 40 years between A New Hope and Rogue One.
I mean, that's different. You can't compare that.
I can't compare it to Star Wars.
You can't compare Rogue One, a whole other side story that has nothing to do with the character. Like, no, come on, Logan.
It does have
It's not the same.
it freaking ends on two of the main characters.
That's a different ballpark. But so the other thing, I adamantly disagree with you that you're saying that it's the exact same scenario. It's not. The only thing I could see is that the only way they'd do it, which they potentially might, would be that Avengers 4 will be something related to Adam Warlock, because I think I read an article that Gunn basically confirmed that Warlock was going to be the big point of Guardians 3, and so maybe if they do a thing to where it's oh, we have a secret weapon. It's Adam Warlock, something like that, and then the Guardians 3 is just them showing how they met him. I don't know. I know Stallone, I think, is also supposed to be playing a pretty, I don't know about pivotal role, but I think he's supposed to be coming back pretty regularly, maybe.
In the Guardians stuff, I don't know if
Yeah,
it's.
sure. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying so maybe that'll be, something in the next Guardians 3 movie.
Okay, so I just Googled, just for the heck of it, Marvel comic storylines, just to see, because I figured they've been doing this thing where they're like pulling titles from storylines and then using them for the movies. So, Civil War we've already used, Infinity War we've already used,
Avengers 4 Day.
Age of Ultron we've already used.
You hear me?
No, what?
I said Avengers 1 More Day.
Oh. we had Well, no, that was really all of them. Because Iron Man movies don't really. They've used plot lines like Extremis, but they didn't pull from. They're the only ones that didn't pull, like, the title from a comic book storyline. They just went Iron Man, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3. We had Winter Soldier, that was the other Cap movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, that's not really a
No, but. Like
thing.
there's a theme there. you know, like the volume to, like it's a aesthetic that he's kind of going for. All right, so just looking over the list, I'm gonna. You want to make a bet?
I don't want to make a bet. I'll hear what you think it's gonna be.
It doesn't have to be for money.
What's your theory?
Annihilation.
Okay.
Avengers Annihilation. I think that's what we're gonna have. There was a cosmic storyline called Annihilation that actually involved this version of Guardians of the Galaxy, and somewhat Thanos. The big problem with that is, like, the best parts of Annihilation are not owned by Disney. Like, of that comic book storyline,
yeah,
like the best parts, like Silver Surfer, Super Skrull, Galactus, like all of Disney doesn't own any of that.
Again, I'm saying Avengers 4 with the Fantastic Four, they get everybody back. So, but possibly, because I do know that he said after he said he came out and was talking and was like after Avengers 4 that he's not sure if Phase 4 is going to be really even Phase 4. It's probably going to be a whole new animal. And that I think another unrelated thing is going to be that I guess if it's Phase 4 or whatever, it's going to focus more on the cosmic side of things. So
what if they did Secret Wars?
I don't think they're doing Secret Wars. I think it's too soon.
Reimagine the whole Marvel universe.
I don't think they would do that.
It could be
because
it'll be Fear Itself, like the worst storyline ever.
Would that be a one movie thing, or would it be like every movie is just titled Thor Fear Itself something? You know what I mean? Like
like the comic books were.
Oh my god,
how many Fear Itself books are there?
I think, even though, I guess at this point, we're decently deep into the MCU, I think we're still way too early on to have some kind of big cinematic changing event.
I'm calling Avengers Annihilation. Because it has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
So, I will say this. The idea that eventually the Fantastic Four will make their way into this universe, I think we're closer now than we ever have been. And I'm with everybody else. I hope it happens. You know, Fox seems to have their hands full with the X-Men stuff. Like they seem really committed, no matter how many times they trip over their own feet, to like, nope, going to keep making X-Men movies. So maybe they cut some kind of deal to like for the rights to basically lapse back. And I think the perfect way to introduce the Fantastic Four into the MCU is with Secret Invasion. So when we get to that point, I think it has to be Secret Invasion.
Do you think we're gonna get Spider-Woman?
I mean, possibly.
Isn't she a pretty big part of Secret Invasion? Am I thinking the right storylines here?
Well, I mean, yeah, it was Spider-Woman, I think, was a big part of it. Captain Marvel was a huge part of it.
Miss Marvel.
What's her name? The new one? No. She wasn't around during Secret Invasion.
No, not Kamala Khan, Miss Marvel. I'm saying Captain Marvel. Yeah, I was saying at the time, wasn't she also Miss Marvel?
Probably, I don't know. Yeah. It's Carol Danvers stuff. That's semantic. Is so confusing.
I'm just trying to help.
So yeah, I would like to see that. I think that would be a lot of fun. So it's like these Skrulls have, like in Avengers 5 and 6. Deal with Secret Invasion, you know.
So would that be a two-off movie, or how would you do that?
Or I don't know, maybe all of quote unquote Phase 4 or Phase 5 or whatever becomes the Secret Invasion storyline, and we find out that like certain characters are actually Skrulls, and you know,
spoiler,
yeah, which is weird because Secret Invasion predated Civil War, right?
I think so.
Anyway, New Mutants has a They keep saying working title, but it's just called Growing Pains, but that's just what they're filming under. It's not an actual working title. I don't think people know what the hell working title is anymore. See, was there any other news besides the Dorito bag?
Just real quick, something about Chris Pratt saying like he's gonna renew his contract. But I mean, that it's a yeah, Chris Pratt plans to extend his Marvel movie contract, but I don't know why he wouldn't. I think
Yeah, not
that's
much.
it. So if you're saying this goes up a couple of days or whatnot, Guardians of Galaxy 2 will be coming out in a few days or later this week,
Yeah, we'll be talking about it.
and then Free Comic Book Day will be the day after.
Yep.
So
So, we'll probably do a
I
big.
don't want to I don't want to say we're gonna do anything on certain days, but
No, not on a certain day. I was gonna say we'll probably wait and do a big, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. episode, like, combined with a Guardians review and whatever, because that weekend's gonna be really busy. So I don't think we'll get to record Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. before the next week. So we'll probably just wait and talk about everything all at once. So, they did push up the release date of your Miles Morales movie there. That was kind of news.
Okay.
Or did we already talk about that?
Maybe. I feel like I saw the headline. I don't remember if it was before or after, so.
Oh, and more Howard the Duck in the MCU.
The Defenders takes place 1 month after Iron Fist.
So that means I got to finish Iron Fist. Fantastic.
Just power through, man. It's not that bad. I understand it's not great, but it's not that bad.
But in the other world, the fact that Robert Zemeckis might be directing The Flash is the best thing to happen to that franchise ever.
Goodness. All
I
right.
hope
But
it's
that
true. We're on
you can
Twitter
find
at Shield Your Ears. Tim's on Twitter. Where you at?
on Twitter at Timothy TIMOTHAY.
I'm on Twitter at Deadpool 1979 DEDPOOL 1979. We'll be back in like a week and a half, probably. So just because God, it's so busy. So talking a more Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Guardians of the Galaxy. That'll be a fun fight to have. I'm gonna laugh when everybody else is like, eh, I didn't really like it. And I'm like, it was the best movie ever. So, hopefully our co-host will grace us with his presence, Pat, since he doesn't listen. And you can also check out Tim and I on some upcoming podcasts, specifically the Stray Noir Orphan Black podcast, which there's another Orphan Black comic book out. Did you know that? I
Yeah,
didn't know that.
I found that out late last night, and I was gonna admit it
Yep.
to you in a little while.
Yep. Pretty upset. I've got to find those issues. So. All right, we'll see you guys in a little while.
See ya.